Today we're looking at a very natural English expression, if I do say so myself. You've probably heard it in films, on TV, or from native speakers. But what does it really mean? When should you use it? And how does it compare with similar expressions like if you say so or if you do say so yourself? Let's take a look. To start with, if I do say so myself is something we use after complimenting ourselves. It often softens the self-praise and makes it sound polite, humorous, or self-aware. This is particularly popular in the UK because we Brits often feel uncomfortable giving ourselves praise. For example, I played really well in that match, if I do say so myself. That meal I made was fantastic, if I do say so myself. In other words, you're saying, I know I'm praising myself a bit, but I'm doing it in a light-hearted way. You may have noticed the use of the word do here. We include it because it adds emphasis and gives the phrase its slightly playful, old-fashioned feel. It's part of what makes the expression idiomatic, and it helps signal that we're being modest or light-hearted rather than genuinely bragging. Now, a question I get asked sometimes is, can I change the pronoun? And the answer is yes, but the meaning changes. Most of the time, the only truly idiomatic version is if I do say so myself. But sometimes we do use versions like if you do say so yourself. However, this is not used in the same way. This one is used to tease someone you know well when they say something a bit big-headed. For example, if someone says, I'm clearly the best cook in the family, their sibling might reply jokingly, if you do say so yourself. It's friendly teasing, not a serious criticism. There's also a version people sometimes use to talk about someone else, if he does say so himself. This one comments on someone being proud of themselves, sometimes in a light-hearted way, sometimes with a bit more judgment. For example, according to Jeff, he's the hardest worker in the office, if he does say so himself. So yes, we can use other pronouns, but only to comment on someone else's confidence or boastfulness. Never to soften our own praise. Only if I do say so myself does that. How about using it in the negative? Can we say, if I don't say so myself? The answer is no. The idiom doesn't work that way. The negative form simply doesn't exist. Now, while we're talking about similar expressions, it's important to separate this idiom from phrases that just sound similar. For instance, you might wonder about if I say so or if you say so. These look connected, but they have completely different meanings. In fact, we don't typically say if I say so on its own. The natural expression is because I say so. This is what parents often say when they're not in the mood to argue with their children. We're leaving now. Why? Because I say so. That has nothing to do with self-complimenting. Then there's if you say so. This is extremely common in English, and it means something like, I'm not totally convinced, but I won't argue. For example, this film is a masterpiece, if you say so. Depending on the tone, it can sound polite, doubtful, or even slightly sarcastic. But again, it has nothing to do with the idiom. So in summary, here's the simple idea to remember. If I do say so myself is the one you use to soften a compliment about yourself. The variations like if you do say so yourself and if he does say so himself are used only when talking about someone else sounding a bit proud. Sometimes in a friendly way, sometimes with a bit of judgment. The negative version doesn't exist. And expressions like because I say so and if you say so have completely different meanings, even though they look similar. Thanks for watching, and I hope this gives you a much clearer understanding of these expressions. If you found it helpful, give the video a like and subscribe. I think that was pretty good, if I do say so myself. Bye!